Gemara on the bottom of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph brings down the drasha of Chamuke Yerechayich. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim says Chamuke Yerechayich, the Yerech, the thigh is Beseser, is hidden, and we darshan from here the Ma Yerech Beseser after Vitar Beseser. Just like a Yerech is hidden, so too Divrei Torah also have to be hidden. There's an element of hiding Divrei Torah, and the Gemara says that means that you shouldn't be shayna b'shuk. You should not teach Divrei Torah out in the open in front of everyone. But there's an Indian of Divrei Torah being Beseser. And that's the pashas in this pasuk. There's a beautiful hezra from Shimsha Mastropolyar. So it's a different havana, a different layer over here, what it means that Divrei Torah has to be Beseser, and why the pasuk over uses this lashon of chamuke to refer to the Divrei Torah being Beseser. So he says we have a concept in Shas we find often, and that is the concept of chisur mechzer v'hachi kitani. A lot of times you have a Mishnah, the Gemara says the Mishnah doesn't make sense the way it's written, but it's chisur mechzer v'hachi kitani. It's missing words. You have to add some words into the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah makes sense. And the question is, why would Rabbeinu HaKadosh do that? Why would Rebbe write a Mishnah in a way that seemingly doesn't make sense, and you have to add in words? It seems to be missing words. Why not just write the Mishnah the way it should be written? And the pashas is, the way the Sfarim say, that this is done because, really, Tarshu Baal Peh is supposed to remain Baal Peh. It's not supposed to be written down, it's supposed to be Baal Peh. It had to be written down because of Eis Ha'asas Hashem. But within that Tarshu Baal Peh being written down, Rebbe wanted to keep it to some degree Baal Peh. So Ibadavka left things out of Mishnayos, out of Tarshu Baal Peh. So we'll be forced to add things to it Baal Peh. And we can't fully rely on what's written. And therefore, there will always be an element of Baal Peh, an element of Tarshu not being written down. And that's why there are certain things, bedafka, that he left out in the Mishnais. That's the basic hazard which is said. But the question is, why bedafka in certain places? Why this Mishnah is mechusar, this Mishnah not? Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh decide to do it in one place and not in a different place? So we mentioned the end of Maseches Megillah, the Mechudash Tegah Hezber of the Teferis Yisrael and Erech in the beginning of the fourth parak, that it had to do with the Nigin in order to be able to remember the Mishnayos. They used to learn Baal Pez, they had to keep the Nigin the way it was, and therefore it was done in such a way even before it was written down. That was his Hezber. But Reb Shimshon himself says a different Hezber. He says like this, he says that just like within Tarshu B'Chassav, there's a Musik of Pshat, and there's also a concept of Sait, there's a Pshuta Shomeka, but then there's Saitis, the Merumas and the Psukim. He says in Tarshu Baal Peh it's the same thing. You have the Pasha Sadvarim in Tarshu Baal Peh, the way we learn it, Lahalacha, and everything is Bedikta, Ketev, Api Halacha, but there's also an element of Sait, there's Gemaldika Saitis and Ramazim and Shemas HaKadoshim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are Merumas within Tarshu Baal Peh. And he gives a mashal, he brings the Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Vavim Beis, talking about sitting in the door of a house and causing a tzeda to happen, trapping on Shabbos. So the lashon of the mission is Yoshev Harishon ala Pesach umileu, and it says Yoshev Harishon ala Pesach umileu, Yoshev Hasheni umileu Hasheni chayav. So the mission talks about different cases when a person sits by the door and that causes a tzeda to happen. So the lashon of the mission is it says Yashav Hasheni Umileu Hasheni. So he says that is Rosh Tevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a reference to Hashem Hashem. It was a Bedafka Merubas in such a way in the Mishnah we mentioned in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, Megillah Nikes, Bidalfi Bezis Gimel, Pachas La Yaser. Shimshon learned over there that everything over there is Merumas to Ramas, the different Shemas Hashem, the Shem Havaya, the Shem Adnus. It's all Merumas over there in the Mishnah and Rashi. He has many Ramazim about these in Yonim, about how the Gemara, and even Rishonim sometimes are being meramas to different Seidos HaTorah. And he says, for that reason, there are certain times a Rebbe Bedafka would keep words out in a way where it wouldn't affect the halacha could still be figured out through Chisur Mechzor, but to make sure that these remazim of the Seidos HaYonim that are being meramas to in Tarshu Baal Peh, we could also be able to figure them out from the Mishnayos, and that's one of the reasons why you find Chisur Mechzor in specific places. And that, he says, is another beer in this Indian of Divrei Torah being Besesa, which is learned out from this pasuk of Chamuke Yerechayich. And then he says, Apaldekazach, he says that the word Chamuke, which refers to the hiddenness of Divrei Torah, Chamuke is Oshetevas Chisuri Mechzora V'Hachi Kitani. That's what Chamuke is being Meramas to show that within Chisuri Mechzora, Rabbi was Meramas to these different sites. And then he goes on to say another Apaldekazach, he says, the other word in the pasuk is Yerechayich, Yerech. Yerech, the Gematria of Yerech, Yud Reish Chaf, is 230. And Zakim Shemshin, there are exactly 230 Chisir Mechzeras in Shas. And that's also Marumas over here, that the Chamuke, the Chisir Mechzeras, are Yerech, there's 230 of them. Adkan is his Valdika Hezba over here. The Magia on the bottom of his Sefer, Nitzitzi Shemshin, points out that there are only, according to his counting, there's only 99 Chisir Mechzeras in Shas, not 230. And he wants to suggest that he's not counting just the Chisir Mechzos, and the Gemara uses the Lashon Chisir Mechzo, but also whenever the Mishnah, the Gemara's Magia Mishnah, when it says Tani Hachi, Hachi Tani, anytime there's an kvi'achol, some type of editing of a Mishnah, adding words or something like that, that is also nichol on the count. And he says if he that, it could be that there are 230 alkopanim. That is another bi over in the chamukiy rechayich, the betar being beseiser, that besides with the nigla and tarish v'alpeh, there's a lot of nister, and sometimes that is merumes within the chesur and machzer of a hachikatani.